Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Family, let's get it. Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. This is episode 110. Oh my goodness, episode 110. That's crazy. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today we have an excellent topic. We're going to talk about boundaries in just a second, but today, before we even get into that, we have to always do that review of the week, and today we have two. I want to give two shout-outs or two reviews of the week. We have the first one coming from Coco of the Coco and Connie podcast, and she said, "This show is so much different than the other podcasts that I listen to. The episodes are short and sweet. Every episode has a message that sits with me throughout the day, and it's just the motivation I need right now." Great show from Coco of the Coco and Connie podcast. Coco, we definitely appreciate that love. Definitely checked out your show. Had me laughing and rolling something serious, to say the least, okay? But definitely be sure to check out Coco and Connie's podcast. In addition, we want to also do another Apple review of the week. And this one goes as follows. "I got to admit, I'm not big on motivational podcasts, but you made it sound so relatable. I came to listen to one episode, and then that one turned into two, and two turned into four. And next thing you know, I've listened to 10 episodes. Great podcast, my friend. Keep up the good work. Wade Blogs, host of the Words with Wade podcast." If you have not checked out his podcast as well, I would encourage you to do so. His topics are just, just an excellent range and variety of topics that he covers, as well as just he has a voice that is made for podcasting. So I definitely encourage you to check out the Words with Wade podcast, as well as the Coco and Connie podcast. But before we even get into today's topic, which I'm really excited about, because as those of you who might be new listeners or those who have been listening and following with us for a little bit here at the Speak Your Success podcast, I am a counseling major, where I'm studying to get my master's degree in counseling, currently not in grad school, but getting back. And that's why today's topic is going to be so essential for each and every one of us, talking about boundaries. But I just want to do a quick YouTube shout out for the YouTube subscribers, Nikki Grace Vlogs. Nikki Grace always comes on. She shows love, and she has this accent, which I love. Nikki's accent is extremely dope. The Happy Facts Lifestyle page on YouTube. They have excellent content. For individuals who might want to be a speaker, individuals who just want to be a better person, I would encourage you to check out their content. And Yaz Poet, the Poetic Wordsmith. This brother's energy is so high. His lyricism is on another level. And if you enjoy spoken word, if you enjoy poetry with a purpose, you want to check out his page. And then lastly, Community Tours with Australia. This brother here takes you on a tour from his perspective, and you get to see different areas of Australia. If you can't afford to go on a vacation right now, or you're planning for a future vacation, then I would encourage you to check out his page, because he just gives you different views and you get to change your scenery, and it's pretty, pretty, pretty dope. So thank you for the YouTube subscribers. Thank you for the Apple reviews. And now, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into today's topic, and we're talking about boundaries. I'm going to give you the table talk today. 8 keys to set effective boundaries. I'm going to give you 8 of them. And I'm just going to first of all let you know that these were pulled from 2 articles, which I have down in the show notes for you. We're going to have the links, and there's even more than 8, but I just pulled 8 that I felt would be really beneficial. But we're going to kick it off, and this isn't even one of the 8. This is a bonus boy here. And this one just is, if you have no boundaries, then that equals little self-esteem. And I wanted to start off with that one, because as I was doing this research, I began to realize that I had little self-esteem, especially going through college, because I didn't believe in boundaries, and I was that guy who kind of put the bait out there, and then if you liked me, I liked you. If you flirted with me, I flirted with you. And like, I got to the point where it was literally just me taking what I can get and I was taking low-hanging fruit, and I wasn't pursuing anyone for a relationship. I didn't understand what boundaries look like. If somebody asked me to do something, I would always say, yeah, I can do it. I would overexert myself. I would overcommit. I would double book myself for everything and anything. Then I'd either come back and say, oh, nah, I can't do it, or I wouldn't follow up with people and let them know that I wasn't going to show up. So, which ultimately made me what? One, a bad friend. Two, it made me ineffective in relationships where people were counting on me and I was letting them down left and right, hand over fist. So then after doing all these things and now doing this research and after I've been through some counseling, and if you have not taken the opportunity to go and do some counseling and just unpack some stuff and see what's potentially there, I would encourage you just to check it out and just to do so. Because I think it's easy for us at times to either continue to progress with our lives and just think that everything is perfectly fine, but we have some stuff that we've hidden in our own minds. We have some stuff that we've pushed back and we've allowed it to be covered up because we felt that we can just move forward and move on. But friend, if you're hurt, then you're going to hurt other people. The phrase is hurt people hurt people, and that couldn't be more true. So I would encourage you to take some time, unpack those things, make sure that you're a whole person, make sure that you're healthy so that you can be the best partner in your relationship, so that you can be a quality friend, so that you can empathize with others, and so that you can show and care for others. Okay, went on a slight tangent there, but I just felt that was something that needed to be said, and I didn't want y'all to think that I'm just giving you stuff that I'm just saying, but man, I've been through some stuff, bad relationships, toxic relationships. I've been a toxic individual. I've been somebody who was manipulative, but now I'm learning that everybody has a value. I'm learning that everybody serves a purpose, and I don't want you to go out there and hurt people by doing the same things that I did. Okay, so number one, in understanding how to set an effective boundary, first you have to decide what your core values are. Some people might say, well, nah, I'm not drinking, or no, I don't want to smoke. So then understanding that helps you set an effective boundary for places that you may go. You might not go to bars. You might not go to certain parties because if you know there's going to be alcohol there and you know that that's not something that you want to surround yourself with, then I would suggest that you don't go there. So know your core values and know what you're standing by and what you're believing. Second, decide the consequences ahead of time. Okay, when I read this one, I felt this was really good because a lot of times when we're in the moment, we do things or we take certain actions because we don't think about the consequence at that time. However, if we're setting an effective boundary, we set the consequence ahead of time. And then we let our behavior, not our words, speak for us. You present those boundaries clearly, and people, and then also your words, as well as your behavior. Your behavior will do your talking, excuse me. Not your words, your behavior will do the talking. So we decide those consequences ahead of time. Number three, we tune into our feelings. We have to tune into our feelings. If we're realizing that we're hanging around certain people and we're feeling a little bit of discomfort or we're feeling some resentment, that usually comes being taken advantage of or not feeling appreciated. Because, you know, it's oftentimes a sign that, you know, we're pushing ourselves beyond our limit. And then sometimes we do that, we begin to feel guilty, you know. Or you might feel that someone's imposing their expectations upon you, their views or their values upon you. So we have to tune into what we're feeling in certain situations. And then we have to not try to press that down or not try to hide that. But we have to identify it and then see what we need to do after that. Number four, we have to give ourselves permission. Fear, guilt, and self-doubt are all big potential pitfalls. However, it's so easy sometimes to say, well, I was scared because this individual, I didn't want to put a boundary on them because this is my significant other. I didn't want to speak up because I was going to feel guilty. We have to understand that we don't want to be taken advantage of. If you're in a position to where you're feeling drained, you're in a position where you're feeling exhausted, we have to understand and we have to begin to ask ourselves, why do we need to put boundaries there in the first place? Because we need to take ownership of ourselves, of our own lives. We can't allow other people to take control of our lives. We have to give ourselves permission to set boundaries, because this is our life. This is our time. This is our energy. This is me doing the things that I desire to do. So why should I not be able to do just that? Boundaries are just a sign of healthy relationships. They're a sign of you having self-respect. So give yourself the permission to set boundaries and then stand true to those. Work to preserve those boundaries, making sure that you're protecting your space, you're protecting your mind, and you have everything that you need. We're sliding down to number 5. We're moving down the list. Practice self-awareness. If a boundary starts to slip or you're struggling maintaining this boundary, I want you to begin to ask yourself, what changed? Begin to consider, what am I doing? Or what is the other person doing? What is the situation eliciting that's causing me to be resentful or even stressed? Then you can ask yourself, what am I going to do about the situation? Like we talked about last week, what do I have control over? Then when we get to that place, then we're able to practice self-awareness. We begin to ask ourselves these questions. We begin to reflect on situations instead of just moving forward and pressing through life, not being aware, being unconscious. We don't want to just exist. We want to make sure that we're actively taking advantage of our own lives. Number 6, you have to consider your past and your present. This was a really good one for me, because I began to look at this and think that sometimes people might have viewed you one way in college, or you might have been one way in college. That's the past. You might have had lack of boundaries in college. You might have been promiscuous in college. If we can be honest, I was, you know, and by seeing that, then somebody might see me now and say, hey, John, let's go and do blank. Hey, John, you want to hit up this blank? And it's like, nah, things have changed now. That's when we talk about the past and the present. Although, you know, you might have had a different type of role at one point. You might have been always focusing on others. You might have been the caretaker in one point, always making sure that everyone else was good before you, ignoring your own needs in your own life and not even having a standard for yourself. But now you can change those things. Just because that was the past, that does not make it the present. Now you can change those boundaries that you set. Now you can begin to shift. You know what? It's time to focus on me now. I understand that before I was the caretaker, but now you have to take care of yourself, because now I need to make sure that I take time to make sure that I am good. What about your relationships? Are these reciprocal relationships? Is there a healthy give and a take? Or is it one person always coming to you asking questions? Is it one person always coming to you asking for money? Is it one person always hitting you up only when they need something, only when they want something? Are you that late night call that somebody puts in and they don't want to hang out with you during the day? I don't know. But friends, I want you to be encouraged today and understand that take the control of your life. Just because how you were in the past doesn't mean that's how you're going to be in the future. And even a slight caveat, even like now, how people talk about, you know, I'm working to get up the cultural ladder. I'm working to get up the ladder. I'm working to get status at my job. Hashtag team no sleep. I'm asleep when I'm gone. Friends, it's been proven those who don't get enough sleep at night are the ones to go faster. They're the ones to pass away sooner. So everybody else can be spouting off all these things about their lack of sleep and, you know, they want to elevate. But you must remember that a certain amount of sleep is required. I'm hashtag team naps over here. Okay, I need my sleep. I need my beauty rest. Because that's when that self-care kicks in. You have to know your limits and you have to handle your business. Number 7. If you're out here and you don't know how to set effective boundaries, this is something you might be struggling with. You don't know where to get started. You don't know who to talk to. You don't know where to look. I would encourage you to seek counseling, seek a church group, maybe find a mentor, a close friend that you need to talk to. Even coaches can help you in this arena. Or if you don't even feel like doing that, there are great books out there. There's a book called Boundaries. I believe it's by Dr. Townsend. And yeah, I'm going to have that in for you in the show notes. It's called Boundaries. And you can read up on different articles. You can watch videos and see how to begin to set effective boundaries. And these things, by you becoming informed, that helps you increase your level of self-awareness. So friends, it's never too late to start, but you always have a time to start, like we did on that Motivational Monday. Just take a step in that direction. And then lastly, just like I said, take a step. Lastly is start small. I'm not asking you today to say, I'm cutting off everything cold turkey. I'm not talking to nobody who used to do whatever to me because I'm setting my boundaries because John said so. No, 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 my friends. No, 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 no. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Just like we talked about, one step, setting a small boundary. Maybe that could look like you not taking calls after a certain time from work because you're having family time or having dinner with your family, or putting away your laptop when you're with your significant other. Maybe you're dating somebody and they say, well, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We know good and well that we always talk before we go to bed and before we get off the phone. So, I'm going to need you to, first of all, not take calls after this time. But secondly, I'm going to need you just to be on the phone with me. And then if you want to be in that relationship and if you desire to be with that individual, and they might not say it with that much sass, I was just being funny. But that you, then you want to realize, well, wow, that person does deserve this time because this is my time to connect with my significant other, my partner. Let me give them that time to let them know that I do value them and to let them know that I desire to talk with them before I go to sleep. So friends, I would just encourage you, if you felt that any one of these tips was effective, you felt that there was any value added, feel free to tweet us. Tweet us which tip you really like. Tweet us tips that you've been incorporating. Be sure to use the hashtag SYSP. And then even mention me at Jonathan J Speaks on Twitter. But I would love to hear which point was useful for you. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode, just to get us a little bit of feedback, because we appreciate feedback, because it always helps us improve the show. And even if you, there's a topic that you want us to unpack, if it's around entrepreneurship, if it's around self-care, let us know and then we'll definitely address that. Or even if it's just a lifestyle topic, shoot it over and we'll process through that with the team. All right, friends, that's 8 tips of gold. If you don't apply any of those, I would at least encourage you to pass this episode on to somebody and say, hey, I think this is a good episode. Be sure to check this out. And now, without further ado, now we're going to go ahead and slide over to one of my favorite segments, one of my favorite segments every week. And this is the segment that we've entitled The Winner Circle of the Week. And the Winner Circle of the Week is an opportunity that we take to highlight an individual who's out here just getting after it, just a hungry type individual, somebody who is inspiring and somebody who has put in a level of work that they are fully deserving of this shout out, because they're out here getting it. They're out here grinding. And today's Winner Circle of the Week, this young lady is a creative consultant for events and trips. Right. And honestly, you have to just go to her website because she does so much, and trying to break it down is just too much for me. But her name is Brittany B. That's right. That's right. This is my good friend. Brittany B ran into her last night at the Verizon event. Well, Verizon and Samsung sponsored event. It was called the Connect Dallas event. Pretty dope event. They had free food. They had drinks going. Everybody had a good time. Dope creatives in the Dallas DFW area. But Brittany B, you can first of all go to her website. It's the Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, letter B.com. And on her website, she has so much content. She has one where you can get on her list to where she's sharing her resource library, which gets you free downloads for planning your trip, such as packing guides, budget sheets. She's got free travel guides on there, suggestions where to go, where to eat, what to see, master travel guides on international locations, and travel hacks that you should know about. Even on the website, she shows her work, which is dope blogs that have topics ranging from adult etiquette to pieces like the process of purpose. Just such a wealth of knowledge and dope pieces on there. And even one section where she talks about events that's going on in the city. And she even spotlights other individuals. And it's called The B-Side. And this is where she highlights individuals and gives them the opportunity to tell you why you should follow them and why they're worth knowing. So I would encourage you to definitely go on Brittany's website, thebrittanyb.com, or you can go to thebrittanyb.com/be-in-the-know. And that's B-E in the know. And there, that's how you can get on her list to get that resource guide with all those travel hacks, all those travel guides, the free downloads for planning, packing guides, budget sheets, all that good stuff. And Brittany isn't just one person who talks about these things, but she does it, because I was on her Instagram and I'm like, dude, she's everywhere. I've seen her go to DC. I've seen her go across the waters overseas. Like, I've seen her live this life. And I'm like, dang, cuz. Let me get a ticket, cuz. So now I need to go on her site. Well, I actually went on her site, but I'm going to go ahead and get my free travel guide. I'm going to make sure to go ahead and get my free download for the planning for the trip, because I never know how to plan the trips out well. And the packing stuff, I just throw stuff in a bag, honestly. So I think that'll be beneficial for me, and I'm sure it'll be beneficial for you as well. So we're going to have her information down in the show notes, and I would definitely encourage you to follow her on the social medias, because like I said, her name is The Brittany B. So you definitely want to get connected with her. And if you even would like to follow her, get connected with her on Instagram, her handle is The Brittany B with the underscore. So yeah, connect with her. Now we're going to go ahead and get into the quote of the week as we prepare to wind it down and get out of here. And the quote of the week is by Parker Palmer. And it reads, "Self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer to others." And that's from Parker Palmer. And the reason I chose that is because self-care is so essential, y'all. We have to make sure that we take care of the temple. We have to make sure that we protect our minds. We have to make sure that we protect our space, our time, and our energy. Because if we begin just to frivolously let people tell us where we need to be, we begin to let people boil over our boundaries, and we begin to let people just tell us, you have to be here, you have to do this, you need to do this. We have to do like one of the steps was. We have to take control of our life. We have to be self-aware, and we have to begin to self-assess, because that way then we get to have ownership of our lives, and we get to decide where we go. We get to decide who we talk to. We get to decide who is worthy of our time. So friends, be encouraged this week. And once again, be sure to connect with us on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks. Use the hashtag SYSP. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. It's just Jonathan Jones Speaks. But for all things Jonathan Jones Speaks, just go to the website, jonathanjonespeaks.com. And there, you know, we have my YouTube link at the bottom. We have my Instagram at the bottom, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. Or even if you would like to purchase your autographed copy of Process, my Amazon best-selling book, it's all on the website. I'll sign it for you. I'll write you a thank you note, and I'll ship it right to you. All right, friends. Excellent. And then lastly, we also want to just say that be on the lookout. Next week, we're dropping another feature Friday from a new author. He's the face of millennials in this nation. Like, he is out here killing it. And I'm really excited to have him on. I'm not going to tell you his name just yet, but really, really excited for this interview, because he's impacted my life greatly. And if you all haven't, be sure to download the Speak Your Success app. It's in your Apple Store as well as in your Google Play Store, the Speak Your Success app, to have all the episodes right at your fingertips. The app is free. It allows you to connect with me directly straight through the app. So you want to definitely go on there. And friends, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?